This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba calls for collaborated efforts for women empowerment. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli says UML is in forefront when it comes to equal participation of women in politics. 10-point declaration paper issued at Kalapathar of Mount Everest, drawing stakeholders' attention to climate change impacts. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky gives an unprecedented address to UK MPs in the House of Commons. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has assured collective efforts for realizing the rights and empowerment of women in Nepal. Addressing a function held to mark the International Women's Day organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Deuba urged all to proactively campaign to fight all kinds of discrimination and violence against women. Terming women's empowerment as the common concern of all, the Prime Minister sought a dedication from all concerned bodies to ensure the socio-economic and political rights of women. Prime Minister Deuba added that women's representation and participation in political and administrative spheres had improved as a result of policy-level, legal, structural and procedural reforms. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Uma Regmi said women's representation in political, economic and social sectors was gradually increasing. Likewise, Minister for Energy, Water Sources and Irrigation Pompa Busal stressed the need for women to take initiatives to claim and realize their rights with their competence and efficiency. Similarly, Minister for Urban Development, Ram Kumari Chakri, underscored the need for realizing women's rights to equality along with social justice. National Women Commission Chairperson Kamala Kumari Parazuli said the women's role and action should be increased and made more effective, although their representation in every sector. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba says the government has prioritized a policy to lessen the impacts of climate change. Addressing a special program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Deuba said the government has prioritized the climate change impacts reduction and resilience programs in all ministries' policies. He added that our glaciers were melting while agriculture and human life witnessed a serious impact due to the impacts of climate change. The Prime Minister recalled that Nepal strongly raised the concerns in the recently held COP26 conference. Meanwhile, a 10-point declaration paper was issued at Kalapathar of Mount Everest, drawing the attention of the stakeholders regarding the impact of climate change. The declaration paper was issued by organizing the event at the Kalapathar area after a 13-day-long trek of 40 distinguished women personalities with the slogan, Women United for Climate Justice, to draw attention to the effects of climate change. The program was supported by the Ministry for Forest and Environment and other several local organizations. The declaration calls for best efforts to define the role of women in the climate change mitigation and adaptation efforts and for sustainable management of the human health system. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said CPN UML is in the forefront when it comes to women's participation in equality and awareness in the politics. Speaking at a program organized by All Nepal Women's Federation, Chairman Oli said UML was committed in women's participation in every political sphere and other sphere. Saying women are being empowered, Chairman Oli reminded of 33% of women participation in the politics. The Election Commission has clarified that it has decided to prepare ballot papers with green election symbol on a white background as it is voter and enumerator friendly. Spokesperson of the Commission, Shaligram Sharma Powder, said that ballot papers with green, black, blue and red symbols had been used in the last few elections. The commission has decided to put green election symbol, green line and green number on the white paper with the intention of making the counting of votes easier and the sign on the ballot paper clear. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed 194 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal yesterday. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 6,394 samples. Likewise, 348 people recovered from the COVID-19 infections in the past 24 hours. The ministry also recorded a corona-related death yesterday. President of France-Nepal Friendship Group of the French House of Representatives, Véronique Reaton-led delegation paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Khatka yesterday. Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed the two sides exchanged views on various aspects of Nepal-France relations, cooperations and multilateral issues of common interest. The French parliamentary delegation arrived in Kathmandu yesterday on an official visit in view of further strengthening Nepal-France relations at the invitation of the chairperson of Nepal-France Interparliamentary Group, Madhav Kumar Nepal. The visiting French parliamentary delegation is scheduled to pay separate courtesy calls on President Vidya Devi Bhandari, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chairman Ganesh Timal Sinha, and Major Opposition Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli, among others. Meanwhile, Ambassador of Georgia to Nepal, Archiv Julius Vli, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Khatka yesterday. According to the ministry, matters relating to bilateral relations and cooperations at various multilateral forums were discussed during the meeting. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba has instructed the party leaders and cadres to work in a bid to ensure a majority in the upcoming elections. Addressing a meeting of the party's top leaders and central members held at the party office in Sanepa yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba urged all not to oppose the current ruling coalition in the election campaign. The Nepali Congress has decided to launch a nationwide month-long election campaign starting from the 13th of March, targeting the upcoming local level elections. CPN Unified Socialist has scheduled a meeting of its Central Working Committee on Wednesday and Thursday in Kathmandu. According to party leader Dilip Pant, the meeting will hold policy level discussions in view of upcoming elections. He added that the meeting would discuss several other issues including the contemporary political developments, party organizational expansion efforts and operation of its sister organizations. Party chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal is also scheduled to present a political report highlighting the existing party organizational status, the causes to endorse the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact, and the latest political developments in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has invoked the words of Britain's wartime leader Winston Churchill as he appealed to British MPs for more help at home. The Ukrainian president spoke to the Commons via video, thanking the UK for its support since Russia's invasion and receiving a standing ovation. But he called for Russia to be named a terrorist state and for allies to make sure Ukraine's skies are safe. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the leader had moved the hearts of everybody watching and pleased to press on with tightening the economic vice around Russian President Vladimir Putin. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer also praised the bravery and resolve of the president and his people, adding he has shown his strength and the UK must show him and the Ukrainian people the UK's commitment and support. The US and UK are banning Russian oil and the EU is ending its reliance on Russian gas, stepping up the economic response to the invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden said the move targeted the main artery of Russia's economy. Energy exports are a vital source of revenue for Russia, but the move is also likely to impact Western consumers. Major brands have meanwhile continued to pull out of Russia, with McDonald's and Coca-Cola all the latest to leave. Russia's economy is heavily dependent on energy. It is the world's third biggest oil producer behind Saudi Arabia and the U.S. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be cloudy in hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbazu Dioba calls for collaborated efforts for women empowerment. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli says UML is in forefront when it comes to equal participation of women in politics. 10-point declaration paper issued at Kalapathar of Mount Everest drawing stakeholders' attention to climate change impacts. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky gives an unprecedented address to UK MPs in the House of Commons. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.